I think so.
Why don't they say, like, mum's me time day?
Yeah, that's nice.
Or mum's massage day.
Yeah.
Lazy kind of sounds like it's an insult.
Well, you've thought for ages that the mums of Australia don't do enough. They're on the record. But you...
I don't think mums, I did say that.
Mums, teachers, and nurses, you famously think, don't give enough to our economy and our culture. And I think it's an outrageous opinion, really, personally. Yeah. Yeah. No, I think mums deserve a chance to be lazy. I don't know why you're questioning the day.
Yeah, you love mums.
Yeah.
You kind of got a thing for them.
Well, lazy mums day. I think, look, to be honest, I reckon there's something in this. Kick back, mum. Have a good day. Rest up. You've done enough.
Friday, September 6th, bring your manners to a work day.
Yeah, I like
it. If there was ever a day that HR invented, it's this one, how they suggest you celebrate.
Okay, what have we got?
Set workplace standards. Well, that sounds a bit fun.
I mean, I don't know.
That's the only way.
Oh, that's the only way you can celebrate.
Well, they also say watch some silly workplace comedies. I don't know how that's related.
How would watching The Office...
No, that's one of the ones they suggest.
Well, I can imagine, but how does that help you bring your manners to work day? Because isn't the whole idea of most workplace comedies that people don't have the greatest of manners?
Yeah, well, you might want to, this is quote, watch some films that feature a cast of characters who just can't seem to get it right. So it's like what not to do.
Oh, and I love ending a sitcom and saying, what did we learn from that?
We've had a lot of fun today. But seriously, guys, you shouldn't say those things the boss said.
I think very few sitcoms would work if people had their manners about them.
No, they'd be pretty short and boring. Well, it'd just be a documentary, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Just nothing goes wrong, no misunderstandings, no bad manners, no rudeness.
They're just an efficient paper company.
And you know who would love that TV show is HR. HR managers would love that.
Yeah, because they don't really like jokes, do they?
No, and they don't like things going wrong. They'd say, did you binge the latest season of The Workplace?
So efficient. So respectful.
Well, which one do you want, mate? You take your pick. I'll take the other one.
I'll take Lazy Mum's Day.
Okay, great. Well, you do that. I'll bring my manners to work.
That
is all we got time for on the show. You can get the Zach and Dom podcast wherever you find your podcasts. And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss. Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Absolutely love and adore you guys. Every morning I piss myself laughing. It's hilarious.
How much better do you think you can get? You lost the weight. You got rid of the dumb husband. What else do you want? Give up.
You can always better yourself as a person.
You actually made yourself worse.
Make up your own mind.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Real people, real products, real fun. No matter who you are, Sexyland has something real sexy for everyone. With Australia's biggest range of sexy costumes, lingerie, couples toys and fun gifts and games for adults. Sexyland. 11 stores in Melbourne and Geelong open till midnight 7 days a week. Or shop online for 2-hour delivery. Sexyland.com.au.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with MedMate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We we make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
The Peugeot Expert Midsize Compact Van makes your work easier. For a limited time, you can get behind the wheel of a new Peugeot Expert Van from $46,490 drive away. With a 7-inch HD touchscreen and Apple CarPlay and Android Auto connectivity, staying connected on the go is effortless. The Expert Van features 180-degree rear doors and dual sliding side doors, making cargo access easy. But hurry, this offer is only for a limited time while stocks last. Visit Peugeot.com.au. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hey, Nana, how are you?
I'm okay. Just wanted to find out what you've been up to.
Well, I'm having an erection.
A pardon?
An erection, Nana. Going up beautifully.
I'll call back later.
If you need scaffolding, Precision Scaffolding will come to your worksite and put up a quality erection that meets all building regulations and safety standards. They do it on budget, fully insured, and it's guaranteed on time or it's free. T's and C's apply. PrecisionScaffolding.com.au.
Ah, footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now, you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52 and Suntory minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only. Enjoy responsibly.
We know one in five Australians experience a mental illness every year. We also know creating better mental health will take time. So at the Black Dog Institute, we'd like you to help us take the first step. One Foot Forward is a walking challenge in October to raise funds and help put groundbreaking treatments into the hands of those who need them most. Sign up. Help the Black Dog Institute create better mental health for all. onefootforward.org.au.
You're known as Sarah the Carer. It's why you're picking up your niece from a party at 1 a.m. And after blowing a tyre, it's also why you're having a deep and meaningful at 1:15. Thankfully, 24/7 roadside assist is included as standard with UE's comprehensive car insurance. You'll always be you. So get insurance that's a bit more U-shaped. UE. You insured. Product issued by UE Pty Limited. Consider our car insurance PDS to decide if this product is right for you. Exclusions, limits and additional fees may apply. PDS, T's and C's and TMD available at ue.com.au.
This year's Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest has more than ever.
An adventure zone, the RV Master Stage, an off-grid campground and kids zone.
Let's get going.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au. Start here, go anywhere.
If somebody hits you from behind, daydreaming, they just couldn't stop in time. If it's not your fault and you need a ride, call Right to Drive.
Accidents happen when we least expect them, but why should you be stuck without a car? That's why Right to Drive provides replacement vehicles to not-at-fault drivers. And here's the best part, it won't cost you a thing.
If it's not your fault and you need a ride, call Right to Drive.
T's and C's apply.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au.
Amaysim!
Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Menulog is now delivering alcohol. So, we're shouting 30% off from Liquorland, First Choice Liquor Market and Vintage Cellars. Ooh-wee! Drink responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Did somebody say Menulog?
Yeah. We'll do it live!
The big-
biggest radio show in Australian history.
Get your hands up. Woo!
Broadcasting around the world.
The world. The king and queen of radio.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Kyle Sanderlands and Jackie O. Henderson.
The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Reigns supreme.
A show in Australia called The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
You know we're superstars. We are who we are.
Hi, Ed Sheeran.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
I'm Kyle and Jackie O.
This is Pink.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Hi, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, Chris Hemsworth here with Kyle and Jackie O.
Just getting started. How we feeling? Make some noise.
Kyle and Jackie O.
It's a good name, right?
You're listening to the boy from the big bad city.
This is the best radio show I've ever heard in my entire life.
You guys are incredible.
Kyle, let's go!
The golden microphone is on.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, Carl, what's
Teddy
going on?
Teddy swims.
Yes.
Great bloke.
Love Teddy Swims. You know, I think he's great.
If you don't know who he is, what are you doing? Listen to this. Yeah. This is Teddy Swims. What a voice. He's on with us today live, plus singing a couple of songs. And he's going to do the Kyle and Jackie O songbook. Make way, everyone. Teddy Swims arriving any minute on the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
I took a page out of your favorite book. You saw me last just by the way you look. Taught me a language that I'll never speak. Baby, that ain't for me. That ain't for me. I dug my grave watching you, where you move. You took me higher than I ever flew. Too many times gave you a second chance. Baby, I'm just a man. I'm just a man. No, I'm thinking about you late night. No, but running around with your friends now. The picking the pieces of my soul about the floor. I said I would die for you, baby, but I can't take this pain no more. I thought I was willing, but tonight I saved my life when I showed you the door. I don't want to lose you, baby, but I can't play this game no more. I thought it would kill me, but tonight I saved my life when I showed you the door. You never thought this day would ever come, but I looked you in.
Kyle and Jackie O, Hour of Power.
Kyle and Jackie O's songbook with Teddy Swims.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O show. Teddy Swims. Hey, bro.
Hey. Man,
you look
for having me.
You were exactly what I pictured. We've seen photos, we've seen your stuff online, and everyone says the nicest guy, not only a great artist, but a decent human being. That's rare in the music
world.
Yeah,
I'm just my daddy's son, man. He just raised a good kid, that's all.
And like, with that song, Lose Control, it just blew. Did that go out everywhere in the world?
Yeah, it's going nuts. It's just really still just sitting around, you know? It's like not falling off, just crazy.
And you're a footballer. Like, you weren't one of these kids who were like, oh, I started singing at three. You weren't one of those obnoxious, horrible kids. You were a sport guy. Why did you throw the towel in there? Was there an injury or did
no,
you just...
No, I just when I found theater, you know, and found singing, I just fell in love with it. And it changed my life, you know, and got me out of some trouble for sure, you know.
Oh, what sort of trouble? Were you a naughty boy?
Yeah, I was 17. I got arrested for, you know, selling
weed?
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
So it definitely got me out of a little situation.
You didn't get a
My first
did you get
boyfriend
a
was a
yeah,
weed
Yeah, I sure
dealer,
did, man. So. I spent the first week of my senior year in jail. It was so sad. So by the time I even got back to my senior, my last year of school, year 12 or whatever, and all my teachers already knew I was in jail, so it's just I'll dabble down here from there, you know.
And look at you now, though, yeah, right? Yeah.
Jackie, you wanted to tell him that you once had you lost your virginity to
my
a weed dealer.
My first boyfriend, yeah.
All for a stick of weed.
Yeah.
It was a little hoe.
Well, I wasn't Jesus. Actually. He became my boyfriend for like 2 years. And you know what? He was such a sweetheart. I look back on men in my life,
yeah.
And to be honest, the drug dealer was just so beautiful
yeah.
as
yeah,
a person.
Yeah, we're just out here doing a service, you know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly. You know,
people
no judgment.
It.
I say to
yeah.
everyone, never, if weed was the thing of choice for Australia rather than alcohol, there'd be no fights.
Yeah.
There'd be no carnage. Who's high and wants to fight?
Like,
no
are
one.
You,
yeah,
no
that
one.
Sounds miserable.
Are you a weed smoker yourself?
Yeah, I still dabble here and there, you know
yeah.
what I mean? I'm like a bedtime snack, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, yeah.
But, I still had to, like, always, you know, when we get ready to go, like, over here or something,
yeah.
you know? I
oh, you got to make sure all your pockets
are. Yeah, since then, I have turned my life around and, you know, I've given to charities and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, just please let me in to Australia.
yeah, because there's a chance of that, right?
Yeah,
yeah when you've got that conviction.
Yeah, I remember Snoop Dogg was going to come here once and right at the 11th hour, they said, yeah, you're not getting the visa. Because he'd been, all just because he had some gun charges and a bit of weed. Like, really, really difficult to get into this
now,
country.
Now, Teddy, you got a few tats on the face. And I think, is it Post Malone who always just lets anyone tattoo him whenever they want to?
I do the same when I go out. I always get tattoo artists that, like, hit me up on Instagram or something. And
they
so
want
just,
to do you, like,
yeah,
badge of honor.
I get them to come, you know, and they'll tattoo whatever they want and just, you know, sign it for me.
Have you got something weird on,
you
got something weird on your body?
I got a bunch of stupid things.
It's a big mistake, that one.
No, I don't feel like anything's a mistake because it's, like I said, I get a lot of people just to design it and then they sign up for me. So I'm like a little walking art gallery for a lot of really amazing artists. And
that's
so
cool.
I really, really love it. I got some stupid ones, you know, like my back, as I've never finished, is Jesus, like, crossing up the devil in a game of basketball.
In the basketball, Jesus and
yeah,
the devil.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Is Jesus getting some air, or what's the plan?
No, there's a meme I saw online, you know, of that, and the devil's, like, falling back, like he's getting his ankles broken, you know, and Jesus is
Are you a God-fearing man?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think, I always think there's something up there. You know, I grew up Pentecostal, and my granddad was a pastor, so
right.
there's like, I don't know if I quite believe, you know, in the way that it was taught to me, but I think...
You believe in something
powerful.
I believe
in something, yeah.
So
sure.
do I.
Yeah.
I think we don't know what it is, but I love the feeling of some sort of faith.
Yeah, it is.
Faith
I mean, it's,
in something.
And I know I've had faith in my life, and things have happened, and this is happening, and so I totally just give thanks to God for that.
Did you have a dream at your place? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to become a worldwide superstar singer.
Yeah, that's...
That was your dream?
Heck yeah, dude. That's the only thing I ever would have done. I didn't want to do anything else. I just couldn't accept my life being any other way. And I put everything into it. Tattooed my face a little too early, you know, and just went for it.
How much happened before Lose Control in the lead up to that?
Like 5 years of just being Teddy Swims, but I've been in bands for my whole life. And so it's like, you know, it's like takes... 15 years of making overnight success, don't
wow.
it? You know?
They all say that, too. Because people say, oh, he's come out of nowhere. No, this guy's lived that...
Grinding.
Yeah,
man.
It's
yeah.
tough stuff, right?
But
yeah.
for me to only have been Teddy Swims for 5 years and it already be this, you know, that's...
Massive.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah.
yeah.
Did you see Simon Cowell's trying to put another boy band
yeah,
together?
Yeah, no, I'm
and
jealous.
No one showed up for the audition.
Really?
They had to cancel the Netflix thing because boys were just like, yeah, no, I'm not doing it. They didn't show up. Don't you think it's crazy?
Yeah,
wouldn't everyone want to be the One Direction? Maybe
yeah,
not.
Absolutely.
Maybe they didn't advertise it properly. Something went wrong there.
Yeah, it's so bad because I don't see why no kids would want to take that opportunity. That's crazy.
Maybe they didn't advertise on Instagram and kids just didn't realize.
I would have showed up. I would have showed up, no problem.
Imagine us doing a man band.
Let's do a man band.
That's never been done before. I think the Bee Gees had a man band. Remember them?
Yeah,
they were like, they were kind of big men, weren't they?
Well,
hairy.
Hairy.
You know, they weren't hairy.
They weren't us type of men. They were still a little, they were still a bit sensitive, I think.
Got a couple more of us going. I'm in, bro. You know what I mean?
Kyle and Jackie O's
Hour
of Power.
I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not too different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let them out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right.
Jackie O, Hour of Power. Let's do this now.
Kyle and Jackie O's Songbook with Teddy Swims.
Teddy Swims is live in the studio. We've got to get some of Teddy Swims stuff on now.
So you're going to do a live performance right now of the new track, The Door, that's just out. So whenever you're ready, Teddy.
Hang on. Should we ask, what's The Door song about? Is it just a nice door you saw? Or?
No, you know, it says, like, tonight I saved my life when I showed you the door. And I was in a relationship at the time that I really was killing me. You know, it was not
toxic.
Good for me. It was really bad.
You felt, because sometimes you don't hear a lot about it. You hear a lot about women in toxic relationships, but you never hear a lot about men that are in toxic relationships.
Yeah,
it very
don't.
Much
yeah,
happened.
And you don't get, like... You know, and I know a lot more men on the planet are very abusive, but it can also be the opposite way too. You know, and I was getting pretty abused for a bit, and it was tough. And you know, all love to her though. You know, we're like
everyone has their demons.
And, are you on good terms now? Or
yeah, we're in a, like high from a distance. You know what I mean? But I've won the best for her. You know, and I think it doesn't matter how much you love somebody. Sometimes you just don't. Blend
you
together,
don't
you know? You just
that's
don't fit.
And did you feel like you stayed in that just because you were...
Way too long I stayed in it because I love the person, you know, but it was one of those things, too, once you've been fighting for so long, to give up that fight now just seems like all the rest of the fighting for it is in vain, you know?
And I
could believe that somebody was going to turn around and every time it was like, you know, right before I left, it was like, oh, yeah, see, I knew you were
You
good.
Have faith that they will change, and sometimes
And how long ago was that?
I don't know. It's been a while now. Like, before the album came out. So I mean, over a year now.
Did you? And are you in a relationship now?
Yeah. I met this girl named Ray. She's a singer, and she's gonna come do tour with me too when we hit the States. And she's just amazing, bro.
You're in a healthy, good relationship.
Like, and it's so adult too. And she does what I do, which is great because it's like maybe 3 a.m. and I'm calling her and she's like, hey, I'm in a session, I'm recording vocals.
Yeah, they understand.
And I'm like, girl, handle your business, baby, handle your business.
Did you ever sit in your car somewhere just crying, thinking, what am I doing wrong in my life?
Yeah, of course, man.
Shit, we've never lived similar lives.
Yeah.
Except you're a huge international superstar and I'm just stuck here like a piece of shit. Let's get some songs.
Yeah,
let's
hear
this song.
I can't wait. Well, here we are. We've got the live performance from Teddy Swims. And this is The Door. Whenever you're ready, Teddy, take it away.
Teddy Swims live.
I took a bitch out of you. Just by the way you look, taught me a language that I'll never speak. Baby, that ain't for me. That ain't for me. I took my grip watching the way you move. You took me higher than I ever flew. Too many times gave you a second chance. Baby, I'm just a man. I'm just a man. No, thinking about you late night. No. Running around with your head now, picking up pieces of my soul upon the floor. Said I would die for you, baby, but I can't take this pain no more. I thought I was willing, but tonight I saved my life when I showed you the door. I don't want to lose you, baby. Tonight I saved my life when I showed you the door. You never thought this day would ever come. When I looked you in the eyes and pulled the rug, you try to take away my sanity. Baby, that ain't for me. That ain't for me. Oh no, I'm thinking about you late night. No, you're running around with your friends now. Picking the pieces of my soul upon the floor. I said I would die for you, baby, but I can't take this pain no more. I thought I was willing, but tonight I saved my life when I showed you the door. Don't wanna lose you, baby, but I can't play this game. Tonight I saved my life when I showed you the door. When I showed you the door, showed you the door. But tonight I saved my life. I said I would die for you, baby, but I can't take this pain no more. But tonight I saved my life when I showed you the door. I don't want to lose you, baby, but I can't play this game no more. Thought it would kill me, but tonight I saved my life when I showed you the door.
Teddy Swims, that's The Door. Thank you, everyone.
Insanely good.
He's our special guest. Thank you, guys, for chanting.
Teddy,
I'm not
that voice.
Chant.
It's just like killer.
Yeah, such a great voice.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of Power.
Will and Woody.
Every day this week on Will and Woody, we are playing Can You Hear It?
Can you tell the difference between beer or soft drink just from the sound of the can opening?
Just do a bit better than this guy who actually worked with a major soft drink manufacturer.
That sounds like a can to me.
Of what? What did you think the other option was there?
Bottle.
You thought can the game bottle? Was can or bottle?
Can you hear it every day on Will and Woody?
Will and
Woody for the drive home.
This afternoon from 4.
Only on Kiss 1011.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
The Chemist Warehouse Footy Finals Half Price Cosmetic Sale is on now. All big brand cosmetics are half price. All L'Oreal and Maybelline, half price. All MCO Beauty and Revlon, half price. And all Essie and OPI, half price. That's right, all big brand cosmetics are half price. So hurry into Chemist Warehouse for the Footy Final Sale today and stock up on all your favourites. Sale ends September 29th. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Hello.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hey, Nana, how are you?
I'm okay. Just wanted to find out what you've been up to.
Well, I'm having an erection.
A pardon?
An erection, Nana. Going up beautifully.
I'll call back later.
If you need scaffolding, Precision Scaffolding will come to your worksite and put up a quality erection that meets all building regulations and safety standards. They do it on budget, fully insured, and it's guaranteed on time or it's free. T's and C's apply. PrecisionScaffolding.com.au.
Are you ready to start something? Do what you love? With 38 free TAFE courses and over 130 nationally recognised qualifications, including electrical, carpentry, plumbing and engineering, come to Kankin Institute, the Australian Large Training Provider of the Year 2022. No ATAR needed. It's time to unleash you at Kankin Institute. Call 13 TAFE to apply now or visit kankin.edu.au. Eligibility criteria applies. Some or all of this training is delivered with Victorian and Commonwealth Government funding. RTO 3077.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello?
The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Want to make $7 go further? Get Ambol Fruiteries Crave and Save. Just $7 for a selected sandwich and a drink from the 250ml Red Bull or 600ml Coca-Cola ranges. Good if you're craving, great if you're saving. Crave and Save, only at Ambol Fruitery. Offer ends October 1, see ambol.com.au for details.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out, don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
How about this? Buy new and used cars from all around the country and get it financed all in one place.
Yeah, but what about drive off in no time, use the CompBank app to find and finance your dream car?
Love that.
Thanks.
But no.
Forget the jingle. Find and finance your dream car all in one place. Search cars in the CompBank app. Applications are subject to credit approval. Eligibility criteria, terms and conditions apply.
Do you want to feed your kids for free? This spring at the Pancake Parlour, your little ones can feast on a treat for $0. Simply order a main meal from selected menus and one free kids' meal is all yours. Alice's Wonderland Surprise, Strawberry Duchess Pancakes, the Bishop's Bacon and Egg. There's many a treat and colouring sheet to be made a mess of. Kids eat free at the parlour all day and all night, every day until the end of November. Family fun awaits. Info and T's and C's at pancakeparlour.com.au. Lovely.
Yes, Uber Eats does deliver dragon fruit. No, Uber Eats does not deliver dragons, obviously.
Gonna need a lot of pet food now, I guess. Here, draggy, draggy.
Uber Eats get almost anything.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets. At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
Stay on top of your game with Fast Non-Drowsy 24-Hour Allergy Action. Get Telfast 180mg 100 Value Pack for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Does it feel good when Kennard's Hire has your back to make your job easy?
Kenno.
Whether you've got a big job or an even bigger job, get that Kenno's feeling.
Kennard's make your job easy.
Ever driven with total reassurance? With a Hyundai Genuine Service, now you can. Our factory-trained technicians work in over 170 locations Australia-wide. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. T's and C's apply.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
The fantastic clearance sale is on now. Enjoy great savings like $50 off the Como 2.0 queen bed or save $100 on the Medina King single bed. Hurry in-store or online today and find your fantastic. T's and C's apply.
Jackie O.
Did you know that you can listen to us anywhere you go on the free iHeartRadio app?
Beach, coffees, socialising.
Something to do every day, something a little bit different.
It's the only audio streaming app you'll ever really need. Download it right now for free.
Walking their dogs, enjoying the sun, it's just great.
We're heading down the park for a barbie, a couple of brewskis.
Get us on the move no matter where you are.
Search Kyle and Jackie O. iHeartRadio.
Say we got no future at all. Don't wanna keep us out, can't hold us down anymore. We gonna ride till we fall. When we hit the bottom.
Kyle and Jackie O Show. It's the Hour of Power.
Kyle and Jackie O's Am I Going to Hell?
Let's get this woman on. Is she going to hell or not? Her name is Jasmine. Hi, Jasmine. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jazz.
Oh, hi, guys. How you going?
Good, honey.
You think you might be going to hell. You want people's advice. What's the go? What's the story?
Look, I'm actually dealing with a pretty heavy moral dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pregnant.
Congrats.
Weeks, thank you.
Do you not know who the father is? You don't know who the father is?
No, I have a partner. I'm 18 weeks pregnant, but I'm still vaping.
Still vaping?
Ooh.
Is that allowed or not allowed? Not allowed.
Do you know what? That's a good question, because I'm sure it's, they say don't do it. But when you are a smoker, you're actually inhaling smoke. But a vape is, what are you in?
Just the chemical poisons that make up the vape.
Well, that's right. So you're putting that into your body, right? That can't be good.
Jasmine, I don't know. I think people should ring up quickly, tell you.
Better.
Yeah,
there'll be a doctor listening.
We'll find a doctor. We'll get an expert on, is it really going to harm the baby, or could it just possibly cause problems? I don't know the answer. I don't know.
All right, well, stand by, Jasmine.
Did you smoke during your pregnancy?
No, I definitely did not. Sorry, no, that sounded like I had judgment on you, Jasmine.
Oh, totally.
But there weren't vapes around then. I don't know. Would I have been tempted to have a little puff of a vape thinking it might be okay? Probably not, but I don't know.
Jasmine, you want everyone's opinion or what?
Yeah, I do, because I did read a recent article that says that there's no, like, detectable risks and it doesn't affect the baby's
weight.
Yeah,
but are you like Jackie? Are you like psychic shopping? Like, Jackie keeps going to different psychics till she hears the answers she wants?
Well, this is the most recent one that I've found.
Where'd you find it?
Let me Google it just and see what...
Yeah, well, I'm doing everything else right. Like, I'm obviously not drinking or smoking cigarettes. Like, I tried to quit, but... You know, it's really stressful trying to quit.
Oh, hang on, I found something in the New York Post.
Yeah.
The headline reads, vaping does not harm pregnant women or babies. Shocking study
claims. Okay, that's a study done by who?
Do we just take the headline or should someone read the story?
Well, I've got like Mayo Clinic. You know how they always come up first, Mayo Clinic?
What's mayonnaise got to do with it?
You know when you... Google, like, health problems, no, you know, what does this mean?
Never.
Mayo Clinic is always the first one that comes up with the information.
Say?
Well, they say that it definitely isn't safe because basically you're putting in all of these chemicals that affect the developing brain and other
organs.
Well,
how can that thing say no, but the New York Post say it's fine for the mum and the baby? Like, no wonder no one knows what's what in the world these days. You can get answers yay or nay. For everything, you guys, ring up. What do you think? 13-1065, you can help Jasmine out.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of Power.
Hi, this is Christian, the band Coldplay. Beautiful
side. Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I'm calling for Coldplay tickets.
Coldplay.
For Coldplay tickets.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. That's amazing.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
And we mean all of them.
Did I win?
Can everybody hear us okay?
Oh my God! I can't believe it.
So excited. I'm over the moon.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win.
Think see you. Thank you so much, everybody. You sound incredible.
Home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Bev is very particular about her Toyota Prado. To her, it's not clean unless it's spotless. So every morning before they drive to work, she makes her husband vacuum his clothes.
Now you can hop in.
It takes a certain type of owner to make it a Toyota certified pre-owned vehicle. That's how we can include a full service history. Search Toyota certified, pre-owned in a class of its own. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, what a feeling. Toyota.
Hi, I'm Sai.
And I'm Darcy. We're the college captains of St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully.
We're proud to attend a college that gives us the knowledge, skills and support to achieve our goals.
With state-of-the-art learning facilities, vocational options
and our sports academy and incredible sports precinct.
St. Joseph's College enables us to pursue our chosen pathways.
And is a school that prepares us for life.
Enrolments for Year 7, 2026 and 27 are now open. Visit stjosephs.com.au to book a tour with our principal.
Things move fast in small business, and when opportunities arise, they need to be grabbed with both hands. Move slowly, and the competition goes past you. OnDeck can help your business to keep momentum with loans up to $250,000. The application can be completed in minutes. You'll know if you're approved in as quickly as 2 hours, and it's possible to get funding the same business day. So to keep your business on track, apply today at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Amaysim! Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Is your to-do list as long as your commute? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. Mowing lawns, fixing dripping taps, or that end of lease clean to keep the landlord happy. Get more done with Airtasker.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Until October 16, get $100 off prescription glasses or prescription sunglasses. Minimum spend $350. T&Cs apply. See website for details. Book an eye test today at OPSM.
Do you DFO? Because the big brand sale is the best time to go. The big brand sale starts tomorrow with all the brands you crave at up to 70% off. Don't let the outlet thing throw you. It's the legitimate stuff. Get to the big brand sale getting fast. Deals like these aren't built to last. Paying full price, never. Shopping around, clever. Those in the know, DFO. Visit DFO Essendon, South Wharf, Moorabbin, Uni Hill or dfo.com.au for more.
At Dennis Family Homes, we asked ourselves, what makes a home? Freshly brewed coffee, a full fridge, muddy footprints, clean sheets, laughter, tears, room for the people you love, and the people who drive you crazy. Space to breathe, a place to live. To bring your meaning of home to life, search Dennis Family Homes or visit a display home today. Dennis Family Homes, for whatever home means to you. Building license number CDBU 49195.
There's a reason the word you is in our name at UE. You see, we've always been about your specific needs. It's why we like to get to know you right from our first conversation. We like to call what we do U-shaped insurance. UE, you insured.
What's on our this year's Melbourne Royal Show?
Loads more animals.
Big and small.
Show bags
and carnival rides.
More fun for all.
Super dogs.
And a new motocross show.
And more farm experiences to explore.
A feast of food and fireworks.
There's more off the dock for sure.
All of this
and so much more at the 2024 Melbourne Royal Show.
Family pass, just $99. On now until 6th of October. Tickets at royalshow.com.au.
Buckle up for Baby Bunting Safely On Board Sale. Save up to $300 off selected car seats, $70 off selected carriers and more. Plus, book our expert car seat installation. Get safely on board with Baby Bunting.
Hi, Baby Bunting.
Exclusions, T's and C's apply.
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice-daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, Booking.yeah.
All right, hold still.
This is the sound of an unnecessary bowl cut.
Whoa, wait. Check money plan. No need to trim the budget that much.
Phew.
There's better tools to help you budget, like MoneyPlan in the CommBank app, one of many simple tools from CommBank to help manage your money. And they just won Canstar's Bank of the Year award for best digital banking for the 15th year in a row. Conditions apply when using the CommBank app.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep mad sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
Jackie O's, Am I Going to Hell?
Hell. 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 Hell.
Do
Jasmine's on the phone. She's pregnant, only 18 weeks pregnant. Can't stop vaping. Wants to know, what's the real deal here? Is the vape going to hurt the baby or is that just some bullshit? That's it in a nutshell, right, Jasmine? You're doing everything well. You're fit, you're healthy, you're eating well, you're drinking water, you're not drinking alcohol, but you just can't stop that vape no matter how much you try, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, I was just looking into it, and it does seem that it is less harmful than smoking, but still they say not to do it. But, Sarah, what do you want to say?
I'd just say stop vaping and smoke instead because you're probably doing more damage vaping.
You know what? Even what's that guy that I go and see? He's like a chiropractor and a masseuse and a...
Kinesiologist?
Yeah, the kinesiologist. Yep. He said to me, because I had a vape with me, and he goes, oh, bro, don't do the vaping. You'll get popcorn lungs.
Yes.
What's that? Well, I've never heard of that.
And wet lung, right?
Yeah.
Wet lung.
What's wet lung?
Yeah.
Well, your lungs...
They're only finding out about these things, like, as they come, because you got to think, smoking's been around for a long time, so now they know. When I was born, you could smoke in hospitals.
Really?
Yeah, it's just weird.
Hospital?
My mum was smoking in the hospital. Sorry, mum.
You got your legs up in the stirrups giving birth to you, Sarah, and mum's chuffing away.
She probably passed it down to me while she was doing it, and that's how I am addicted to smoking now. But, yeah, look, if I was pregnant, I would try my hardest to stop.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Sarah. Yeah. Jackie is on the air from Wyong. She's got some advice for Jasmine. What's your advice, Jack?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Look, I recently gave birth to a baby girl and I vaped my whole pregnancy and she honestly is perfectly fine.
Oh,
she's healthy. She passed all of her tests.
Were you worried while you were vaping? Did you know I shouldn't really be doing this? Like, society says no.
Look, to be honest, yeah, I felt guilty and, like, I honestly just couldn't give it up, but... Like, I just continuously did it and she came out fine. So.
Did you that, like, on the quiet? Like, were you, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, hiding in the laundry and stuff?
No, like, my husband knew and my parents and stuff knew, but they kept telling me, stop doing it. But I just didn't.
Okay, well, thank you, Jackie.
Wow.
That's proof.
Jackie.
Well, yeah, sort of. Survey of one. Tracy is
Hi,
on. Tracy, not
Hi,
happy. You're
guys.
Angry about this, right, Tracy?
I just think, how dare you? Like, so many people are trying to get pregnant. You're one of the lucky ones that can get pregnant. And you are just risking everything for a f***ing vape. Like, you might as well do drugs. Like, it's just, you know that it's, the fact that you've even called, you know it's a moral dilemma. How dare you?
But is it just morally wrong, or is there a real health problem there?
I don't even know, so why risk it?
You're right, the risk...
Just do a couple of lines, okay? Like, it's no different.
So you're saying that it's all right to have a couple of crackers?
Well, you might as well if you're doing this. Like, if you've called up to ask if it's a moral dilemma, you already know you're doing wrong. Why, how dare you? How dare you? There are people out there that are trying to get pregnant, and you're willing to risk the health of your unborn child for this.
What do you think about that, Jazzy?
Well, I think, you know, you're very quick to judge, but you're not in my shoes. I've obviously...
You don't call up and ask for opinions.
Well, I'm calling up because I...
She only wants the good opinion.
Yeah. Hey, Mary Lou, what do you want to say?
Mary Lou, you're on.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that.
Sorry, having a drag of the vape, were you? Too busy vaping?
Yeah. No, don't do any of that stuff.
What do you think of all this? What's your vibe?
Yeah, I don't want to judge, but I do want to say very passionately that you have obviously got common sense, Jazz, and you know that there is something not quite right about it. Whether or not you know the full medical, you know, background on what it does or not, I don't think anybody knows that yet.
That's true.
But because of the risk, where there's risk, and like the other caller said, you know, it's a privilege and a blessing to be able to get pregnant, and I'm lucky I've had three kids too. But I just would never risk anything. And I do understand that you're talking about an addiction, but by golly, instead of going to the doctor and asking, you know, is this going to harm the baby, go to the doctor and say, what can you do to help me get off it? That's my opinion.
Right. Okay, Mary Lou.
Don't risk it.
So, Jasmine, instead of, like, you know, maybe you should try harder, she's saying Sharon's called.
Hi, beautiful people. How
Hello,
are you?
Well. Good.
I only got a couple of things to say, and that is you should be ashamed of yourself, Jazz. You get given a gift and you sit there and you think, you know what, finally I'm pregnant, life is okay, and you child abuse your child before it's even got a chance to take its first breath. Do you know what the next 10 years is going to prove what these vapes have got? No, but you'll take the chance. Well, I'm sorry, it's a shame that we don't have laws that state you cannot smoke, you cannot drink alcohol, that child has a voice. When it's born, it might be fine. Give it 10 years and it might have problems with its lungs, its brains, its eyesight.
Oh, yeah, we don't know any of this. It's all new to us, right, Sharon? This whole vape,
you don't know. And you don't know what's in that vape. The amount of shit that would be in there that you're putting into your blood system that is going to your unborn child. Hang your head in shame.
That's what I say. Well,
thank you,
Sharon. What do you say to that, Jasmine? That's hard to hear.
Well, I think, you know, nobody really knows, and I think that's the point that I'm trying to get across. Like, the stress of trying to would be more dangerous than actually vaping, and these people don't actually know because there's no studies. We know
they're erring on the side of caution.
Yeah, they're just saying, like, what if, you know?
Yeah, it's
scary.
But it's the same as when we go to the casino and we choose either black or red. Like, we risk it. We risk. We know we're probably going to lose. Lindley from North Ryde. Mm. Don't forget, she is the creator of Cool Mums of North Ryde. Good morning, Lindley.
Hi, Lindley.
Good morning. Good morning, beautiful. How are you?
What do you think Jasmine's situation? She's copped it. Some people are like, yeah, whatever. Some people are like, you're a disgrace. What do you think?
Oh, do you know what? I was going to try and stay calm, but look, it's really terrible that you're doing this to the baby. One of the things that we learn when we're pregnant is the placenta filters, right? So everything that we take into our body, it filters through the placenta into the baby. And
so
the baby,
we're all good. The filter works.
No. We're not good, though. Huh. Because this is like virgin little lungs and virgin little organs and never touched by anything outside of what is meant to be the clean placenta, okay? So this baby has already lost its chances by having something filthy filtered through and ingested into its body.
Lindley, can I say, my mum chain-smoked all through the pregnancy with me, and then we'd drive around in an old Holden where there was no seatbelts on the back, and I was standing up as a two-year-old, holding onto the headrests of the two front seats while mum and her two sisters chain smoked in the Kingswood with the windows up, and look how perfect I turned out.
But, Kyle, let's flip it, because I was brought up the same way. Who's to say that's not what led us to our future health issues that we have now?
Yeah.
Okay, now that was tobacco, which we know. Vaping, we don't know. And this shit's made in China. Okay,
everyone's poo-pooing good old China.
Hang on. I'm going to bring up another point. Yep. China, the same people who were putting melamine into their baby's formula.
What was that shit they were putting in there?
Yeah, that's right.
What was that?
So if they're doing that to their own, what are they putting in for the stupid Westerners that are smoking this shit?
You're right.
This shit is then getting ingested through this lady's body into her little baby's body that it can't breathe yet, but it eats. We know they eat the amniotic fluid that's inside it. That is now full of chemicals.
Jasmine, she's got a point there. But let's get Dr. Kiss on. Listen, thank you for coming on. We got Jasmine on the phone. She wants to know, is she going to hell? She's 18 weeks pregnant, can't stop vaping, but has done everything else. No drinking, eating well, eating salads, doing all that, but just can't stop going to that vape. Now, without all the bullshit doctor rubbish, is that an issue or not?
Well, okay, yes, is the answer to your question. Oh. Yes. However, there is a lot of people throwing shame on her, and I think it's a real issue, because people who are smoking before they get pregnant then have to look at options to try and give up giving smoking.
Yeah.
So what do they do? Do they keep smoking? Do they go cold turkey? Do they look at medications? Do they look at e-cigarettes? E-cigarettes are an option. The problem is we don't know enough about them.
Now, can I ask, is it worse to go cold turkey giving up smoking with all the shakes and all that carry on pregnant, or ease down the intake or go to a vape? Like, what does someone do in that situation? Because it is an addiction and it is not easy to stop.
Okay, so we know that smoking during pregnancy is bad, but we also know that if you were born in the 60s, 70s and 80s in Australia, yep, all our mums bloody smoked and we all turned out okay. Could we have turned out better? Maybe. So I think the point is we want to go from lots of smoking to less smoking. We don't want people to take up e-cigarettes when they've never smoked before when they're already pregnant.
Sure.
It's having a chat with your doctor and looking at what options are going to be best for you. Now, one of the challenges with going cold turkey is that people often take up other issues. They might drink a bit more, they might eat badly, it might affect their mood, and then that might cause them to live unhealthily for their pregnancy. So it is all a balance. And I don't like it where people throw so much bloody shame on patients. That's not fair.
Yeah.
We've got to work with them to find options to bring it down. But the message for everybody is we don't know what these chemicals actually do to us yet.
Right, that is true. Isn't it weird, though, that all these kids are vaping and no one seems to care? We all know the dangers, but it was like throwing caution to the wind.
Dr. Kiss, were they saying, like, if you want to vape, you need to get a prescription? Would you ever prescribe vapes for patients?
Okay, so here, now we're talking about two different products. So there's prescribed nicotine that you can buy from a pharmacy where we know a hell of a lot more about it because it's coming from a, let's call it a proper pharma company where they know exactly the chemicals that are going in there. We have a bit more information. All of the vapes you buy from under the counter, the effectively illegal ones, that's where we've got no idea. Kerosene, bloody who knows what's
kerosene
in there.
Kerosene?
Oh, who knows? And all sorts of heavy metals. And those heavy metals can cause damage both to you and to your baby.
Can I ask you, why would a Chinese manufacturer of vapes intentionally use poison rather than something that's not going to be... Well, because they want return business, don't they? They want us to keep coming back and buying.
Absolutely. And the problem is that the regulations in those sorts of factories across the world are not going to be as tight as heavily regulated big pharma companies where they're putting out a drug, effectively, that then has to pass through all
but
of our
these doctor vapes, these doctor vapes, the nicotine, like... Are they going to have flavours or are these just some Terry White pharmacy bloody sucking sticks or what are they?
I've got no idea if they've got flavours to them, actually.
Can you can you sign a couple of prescriptions for me, for old mate?
I could certainly sit down with you and have a chat and I would be much happier you smoking prescription, well, vaping prescription nicotine than the under-the-counter stuff.
Well, okay. Thanks, Dr. Kiss.
Thank you, mate.
Okay.
I'll bring the prescription pad.
I already got one from last time you were in here.
You just don't know what's missing yet.
Is that where the pad's gone?
Yeah, I've been signing up Zannies, everything. I'm Dr. Kyle around here. Okay, it's Jasmine. The dog, you've heard from the suburbs, people that have smoked, no problem. There is a little risk there. I just think every now and then if you think, I'm not going to do it this time, that can only be good, but...
I don't want to tell the doctor and my partner doesn't know.
But just go to Dr. Kiss.
Maybe I'll get his number.
Yeah. Where does he even work?
I don't even know if he's actually a real doctor. No, we found him on Channel 9.
Yeah, he was on a TV show.
Yeah, on, like, Odd Bodies, or what was that show? Like
Embarrassing Bodies.
Yeah. Is he a real deal?
He seems to be real, but yeah, he was on that TV show.
Well, there you go, enough said. Good luck, Jazzy. Look, and don't. I think getting emotional or all upset about this would be even worse for the baby, so just whatever, don't worry about it.
That's what I think. And there's chemicals in food as well, like pesticides. Like, you know, it just depends on what chemicals you want to inject.
Sounds like you made up your mind, Jasmine. Yeah. So maybe go see Dr. Kiss anyway. I still think you should.
Kyle, Jackie, this is the
Power of Power. My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to 3 to 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. Party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been
changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this.